We have Kim Detai on the phone now from Cheyenne. She's with the Wyoming Department of Health, the spokesperson there. Kim, thanks for joining us here out on the west and southwestern side of the state.
Of course.
Well, tell us, we know of a vaccine out there that's been in our news reports. Three different companies actually rolling out vaccines and coming about really quickly. We're told that some of them will be approved by December. Where does Wyoming fit into all of this?
So we're hearing some very encouraging reports from around the world and nationally about the vaccine development and where they're getting ready to produce it. There's some very encouraging news. And we like to look at it as maybe this is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're kind of in a dark tunnel right now. We're in a dark place, and there's a light. We're all going to have to stay on track for a while, but I think we've got some good news coming.
Well, I'm just wondering, we have three companies out there. Do we have to place an order, so to speak, or what happens?
A lot of things are happening on a national level. This is going to be a vaccine that when it's provided to Wyoming, it's going to be at no cost. It's going to be a free vaccine. There are a couple particular leading candidates that are, the trials are showing them to be very effective. All of the distribution will be handled both first at national and then through the state. We've got a good network of providers. We're expanding that, of people who will be able to actually give out the vaccines and give those shots. And we're using the infrastructure that we already have in place. We deal with vaccines all the time here. So we're going to be able to make the most of those resources when they do start arriving.
Why don't you give us a sample of what we can expect? It goes out to the providers first, the healthcare providers, to those on the front line, to our retirement centers, and then out to the public. What's the plan there?
Right. It will take a while for the companies, once their vaccines are approved, to be able to produce millions and millions of doses that are needed across the country. So as the doses are produced and then distributed to the states, there is going to be some prioritization, and you're right, that we expect the initial priority groups to include roles like healthcare providers, the people who are working in our hospitals, for example, taking care of the COVID-19 patients. And then there'll also be a focus on people who are most vulnerable to the illness's effects. Long-term care centers have been a big concern. We're seeing a lot of really terrible situations there, both here in Wyoming and across the country.
If you were to put a time frame to it, we have a neighboring state in Utah saying, well, January, February for the most needed areas, all the way out to about May, June, and July for the general public. What's our scenario out in the Cowboy State?
I'm going to hesitate to give you a time frame. We're hearing good news about some things being maybe approved in the coming weeks. What I do want to tell people is I think we're in good position. When we start getting it, we're going to be able to move ahead, to make the most of that resource, and get it where it needs to go pretty quickly. We've got a great group of folks doing some planning here at the state level. We've got a lot of awesome county partners and private health care provider partners, so I think we're going to be in good shape to get it out. But people are going to have to be patient for a while, particularly members of the general public.
Okay, I sense, though, that you are meeting on a regular basis on this vaccine plan, right?
Oh, we are definitely meeting on a regular basis and working through the details. Our draft plan is available on our website if anyone really wants to get into those kind of details. So we're trying to be, pretty open about what we're working on, and we're making the most of what we got. We're going to be ready to go, I think.
Kim Detai, Wyoming Department of Health.